Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. All the other drummers, their answering machines are on. Probably because they were calling us from the road and are not home yet. So we got Kathy anyway, and that was tremendous. Thank you, Kathy. Not that I think it's such a freak show to have a female drummer. I think it's a freak show that they listen to my show. Or maybe they're just butch enough to be listening to the show. To be a woman to listen to the show, you got to be full-on butch. That means drum. That means truck driving, drum playing, barbecuing, butch. It's Phil Henry here, and Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law who talks with us about legal issues on this show. There's an ugly, ugly, horrifying story about eugenics in the newspaper in the last couple of days. Eugenics is a discredited science that essentially believes that you can breed out of mankind traits such as mental retardation. You can breed out of mankind physical malady. You can breed out of mankind low intelligence by simply pairing up the big, strong, strapping man with the big, strong, strapping woman. This was what got Jimmy the Greek in trouble. Not that the guy should have been fired from his gig for his comments. Jimmy the Greek made a comment some 12 years ago. The reason why you've got so many great black athletes is because they used to, back in the slave days, take the big black man and breed him with the big black woman. It was the way Jimmy said this in a bar late one night in New York. Drunk in a bar, and he's talking to some camera crew from God knows what, Access Hollywood, I don't know. And his life has never been the same. All right, now let me get on the line here before we get any further. Let me first of all get Harvey here. Harvey, do you mind? I'm going to take a phone call.
What?
I'm going to take a phone call.
All right, I got to, my daughter is coming over to fix me dinner later on.
Okay, so hold on, okay?
All right.
And here is Courtney. Hey, Courtney, how are you?
Great, how are you doing?
Good, ma'am. You have your drum kit there?
Yep.
And do you play currently professionally or just for fun?
I'm going to school for music right now.
Are you? You're in college then, going to school to eventually what? Play in a large orchestra to become a session musician?
No, to be a rock star.
I beg your pardon?
To be a rock star.
You're going to school to become a rock star. That reminds me of Bowfinger.
Oh,
hi, is this where I go to be a star? I've only got a week though. Okay, you're the first person to go to school to be a rock star.
Well, I just want to make sure I'm really good at drums because that's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, but then you have to. Can you play behind chicken wire?
Can I play behind chicken wire?
Yeah, when they raise the chicken wire, when people are throwing beer bottles at your band, they raise chicken wire up so you can play behind them. It's how the Allman Brothers started, right, Mike? To name a few.
I've played some dirt parties like that, though.
Cool. All right. So as long as you can keep the beat while somebody's pitching an empty Jack Daniels bottle at you, you're doing good.
All right.
Now, you have your phone there. Now, you just go ahead and put your phone down. We're looking for the essentially the solo and beat from Wipeout.
Oh, okay. Hold
or whatever, whatever else you'd like to do.
Oh, I could play for an hour.
All right.
Hold on a second.
You could play for an hour.
I'll play Wipeout for you. And then
I'll give you $100 if you'll play for an hour nonstop.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I
tell you what, I'll give you $100 if you can play till, where are you, in Temecula?
Yeah.
If you can play till 7 o'clock, I'll give you $100. Nonstop.
So that's $100 an hour.
That's right.
Hey, let me play.
But here's what we're going to have to do. You won't know when I'm going to be checking in. In other words, you got to leave your phone off the hook. And every now and again, I'm going to be hitting the line on to make sure you're playing. And if you have stopped for any reason, no $100.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Is it, like, not enough?
No, it's not.
$150.
Make it 300.
Three bills?
Three.
All you got to do is just. How hard is that?
That's an hour. All right.
I'll give you three bills.
Three bills.
I'll give you three bills if you play nonstop to 7 o'clock.
Till 7 o'clock? What time is it now?
It's 10 after 6.
So, all right. All right. You got it. You want to hear Wipeout first?
You play whatever you want to play, but I don't want you know, I want some magic.
You want some magic?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is you start off, then I'm going to put you on hold and interview my friend Harvey, but you won't know. Occasionally, I may be going back to your line.
Okay.
And if for any reason I don't hear drums playing, no three bills.
Okay, here, I'll play Wipeout for you. Hold on.
You go ahead and put your phone down.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, but you can't stop. Once you start, you can't stop.
Okay.
Just keep playing the drums until 7 o'clock. All right?
Okay, hold on.
All right. This is Courtney. Let's see what she's got. She stinks. Not bad. Not good, but not bad. Let me ask you a question, Craig. You can pot her down, like pot her down right now. So anytime I do this, then we can hear her, yeah. She's going to be dead tired by 7 o'clock. All right, go ahead, pot her down. Now, whenever I ask you to pot her up, I want you to pot her up. If she stops, she loses the three bills. All right, pot her up. Okay, pot her down. All right, let me go to Harvey Wireman on the line with us here from... wait, that's not Harvey. Hold on for just a second. I got him off the... Pot her up. Oh, she's still playing. Okay, pot her down.
What the Christ are you making that poor girl do?
I'm making her... I'm not making her anything.
Yeah, but you said you'll pay her... You'll pay her $300 to do what?
$300 to keep on playing. Pot her up. Okay, pot her down.
So if she stops playing for any reason, you won't pay her the $300.
That's exactly correct. All right. Now, I don't think I'm depriving the poor girl. She's going to make an easy $300. And,
Well, I don't know anything about it. I heard the tail end of the conversation, and it sounded...
It's not going to affect other callers because I got her line locked in, Mike.
Well, what are you talking about?
Hold on, Harvey. Hold on for just a minute. Mike, it's not going to affect because I got her line locked in. Huh? But we...
You have to put her on hold to take other calls or you'll hear her and the other caller at the same time.
Oh, you're right. Pot her up. Pot her up. Oh, she's slowing down now, ain't she? Pot her down. Boy, that poor girl. All of a sudden, man, she went from wailing ass. She's like, boom, 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 boom. All right, I'll put her on hold. Go ahead and throw the pot up. And let me get my friend Harvey Wireman on the line here. Your phone, are you on a cordless?
I'm on the phone that my daughter gave me for Christmas. Is it bad?
It's a little fuzzy. So what are we talking about here?
Well, what I wanted to bring up, Phil, you were mentioning eugenics and... we believe that sterilization of people...
And that's what eugenics advocated a lot of people, was sterilization, right?
Yes, the forced sterilization of people and...
I just put him on hold. I want to see if she's... Yeah, she's still playing. Put Harvey back on. I bet she's still talking.
And all the other people, too. So that's why those people don't do it. And what I'm trying to say is that... Germany was an immoral, evil country.
Now, you're talking about the Nazis who sterilized people.
Yes. They were immoral and they were evil. But America is a responsible country. And America is a populist, democratic society much more prepared to take on the responsibility and the decision of who gets sterilized.
So you advocate sterilizing people. And hold on for just a minute, Harvey, because I want to see if she's still playing. Okay, great. She's still there. You advocate sterilizing people. You think that there is a moral way of doing it?
I think it can be morally done in the United States of America. Yes, I can.
Because we are a moral nation.
Because we're certainly much moral than the Nazis were. Now, you can begin at a certain level. I do believe, Phil, that a moral society like the United States of America is better prepared to eliminate certain kinds of people. And I think...
Well, how do you begin to do that? Who do you... In other words, who would you begin sterilizing?
The first people you begin with. If you take a look, for instance, at the average guest on the Ricky Lake show, and what I would do is simply institute some law that simply says once you appear on a daytime television talk show, you can do that. You can go on Ricky Lake. You can go on Jenny Jones. You can go on Montel Williams. You can go on the Oprah Winfrey show. You can go on these shows, but immediately upon the completion of taping, you're led out the back door, put in a van, taken to a hospital, and sterilized. All right?
So thus promoting...
Thus promoting the fact that you will never make another person that'll go on shows like that. Now, that's the beginning, and that's the moral beginning.
Well, how much do people get when they go on Ricky Lake or they go on Jenny?
I think they get $500, and that's, I think that, who's the guy, Jerry Springer, that's the asshole that has the people. I think he pays them $500, and the whole idea is that
I put him on hold because I want to see if the woman's still drumming. Oh, she's so tired now. This is Courtney. Courtney is a drummer. She's a female drummer, and I asked her to keep playing until 7 o'clock for $300. She sucks. She's just going, doop, 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 doop. Uh-oh. I bet you she has a cordless phone and it's crapping out. Oh, she's pretty good now. She's getting... Got some chops going there. Do you have her number, Mike? You don't? Put her on hold. Harvey's going to be pissed. Harvey, you there?
What are you doing?
I'm tuning in.
Because if you want to play these goddamn games, you can do it with somebody else, all right?
I got a lady on the line. I asked for a female drummer, and we've had two call, and she's playing until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, for $300, you're making that girl work her ass off. Now, do you want to talk about sterilizing guests on Jerry Springer, or do you not?
I'm asking you in all seriousness, then we need to take a break. You are advocating the forced sterilization of anybody who goes on the Ricky Lake show. So you don't like those?
Phil, hold on. I'm not saying that I don't like those shows. I'm saying you can go on all the TV talk shows you want to go on. But I'm saying once you do, you must be sterilized. Because we have a duty to succeeding generations. You do the Ricky Lake show, you say goodbye, you get sterilized. If you already have children, we've got a problem because I believe that we should sterilize the offspring of people like that. Phil, you know, I started out watching Phil Donahue, and since he went off the air, the talk show guests have become increasingly defective and feeble-minded. Now, these are the three levels of the defected that I'm talking about. Idiot, imbecile, and moron. All three should be mandatorily sterilized. And if we do that, then we've got a chance.
Some very controversial... Hold on for a second, Harvey.
Yeah, what, you're going to go back to the drummer?
Hold on. Maybe I will. In fact, let's do it. Let me put him on hold and see if our friend Courtney is still drumming. Wow, she's got some energy. She's sort of, she's pacing herself. That's Courtney, our drummer friend, playing until 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, and Harvey Wireman, who is advocating eugenics. Now, this is very controversial, but he feels a moral society like America can exercise this sort of control in a moral way. And he proposes to begin with people who go on the Ricky Lake show or Jerry Springer. Go on that show, fine, have a ball. You are immediately transported to a hospital where you're sterilized. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to Courtney. Courtney is drumming, and she's drumming all the way to 7 o'clock. We're paying her three bills if she can keep it going. Started out, I wondered if we had any female drummers listening to the show, and we actually had five call. Courtney was one of them, and she's doing the do right there. Pretty good. You want me to put her on hold? Listen to her. She's been pacing herself. She says she's in college to learn how to play the drums so she can be a rock star. Went to the cowbell. I like that. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, whatever. Hold on. And she's also on a... Hold on for a minute. She's on a... Do you hear that? That phone's crapping out on her. I'll just put her on hold. I mean, I'll just hopefully that phone is going to hold up. Harvey Weirman is on the line with us here from San Marino, and we're talking about eugenics, or forced sterilization, really, of people. Should people be sterilized? Can you force the sterilization of people? And I can tell you something, Harvey. It's a very scary proposition.
Well, Phil, I think it was a scary proposition when the Nazis did it. But I don't think it's a scary proposition when you put it into the hands of a moral society like America, where you can sterilize people who have been...
Why people who go on TV talk shows?
Because you have to start someplace. You have to start... You don't start with the criminals because they've already committed their crimes. You start with the people who are potential criminals or potential imbeciles, if not full-on imbeciles. And those are the people that go on the Maury show, whatever the Christ his name is.
Maury Povich.
Whatever. The Nazis did not have a good reason to sterilize. We do.
All right, here is Yucca Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry, but the Nazis were trying to build a superior race, and that was wrong. And in the United States here, the morals of the people in the United States and the Constitution will not allow just forced sterilization.
Well, it may not be, but it's something we've got to look at.
You can't do that. I mean, that would turn out that if your parents had ended up doing that and they were sterilized, you wouldn't exist.
Well, my parents said such one thing. But are you telling me that a guy who says he was abducted by aliens, he's supposed to have kids?
Hey, you gotta let them have their choice.
Wait a second. I want to ask you that question. Some guy goes on the Ricky Lake show and says an alien, made love to him in his rear end. You think that guy should have kids?
That's his choice to have children.
I disagree. If I had those talk show people as parents, I wouldn't want to be born, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so if my wife went on one of those shows and she's talking about breast cancer, she should be sterilized because she's talking about a serious problem.
They don't talk about serious problems on the Ricky, whatever the Christ the show is.
Ricky Lake.
On the Ricky Lake show.
I'll agree with you. Most of those shows, they are total morons that go on there.
And why should they be allowed? They talk about who slept with their mother. And the Ricky Springer show, all they talk about is whose mother they want to sleep with.
And then next you're going to go with, okay, well, we got short people. Well, we don't need any more short people, so we're going to sterilize them.
No, I wouldn't say that. But if you look at the people who really need sterilization, for instance, the entire fan base of the Arizona Cardinal football team, that's a team that hasn't won a game. And it's not been a competitive football team for many, many years. And yet people spend good money to go watch that sorry bunch of assholes play football. You think those people should be allowed to have children?
Yes, they should.
Oh, come on.
Just because they can't play football doesn't mean that they shouldn't have children.
I beg your pardon?
Just because they can't play football very good doesn't
mean they shouldn't
have children.
No, I'm not talking about the team. I think the fans.
The fans following them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's like in California with the L.A. Rams, who left L.A. and went to another team, but they were still Californians, voting, wanting them to win.
Yes.
Even though they just abandoned us. We should sterilize that.
No, the Rams won the Super Bowl. You got a good team. But how about the people that purchased these Dr. Laura Schlesinger books? Every last one of them ought to have their tubes snipped. So what we're talking about is...
Wait a minute. You went from saying that people that go on the Ricky Lake show ought to be sterilized, correct?
Yes.
The entire fan base of the Arizona Cardinals and anybody that buys a Dr. Laura book also should be sterilized.
Yes. Same damn people. There's no difference between a Ricky Springer person and an Arizona Cardinal fan and a Dr. Laura book buyer. They're all... Jesus. I don't even want to think about it.
Well, all right, sir. Thank you for the call. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Turn the music down. There she is. Okay. That is the sound of Courtney, a listener to the Phil Henry Show. She's a drummer. She's in college learning to be a rock star. We asked for a female drummer. We asked for, we got like five of them, and for some reason, being sadistic, feeling that it was a Friday, I don't know what, I asked her, she said, I could play for a whole hour. I said, oh, really? I'll pay you $300 if you can. She went, oh, my God. I said, yeah, go ahead. So Courtney's playing and doing a great job, too, making herself three bills to play to the end of this hour. Now, if you're a friend of Courtney's, you might want to go over to her house and tell her that she really doesn't have to play all the way till 7 or 10 o'clock Eastern, because we actually conclude our show about at 57 after the hour. But she's doing a hell of a job, and my only concern is, how am I going to tell her to stop? You know, stop! Do we have to stay here all the way to 7 o'clock? We're bugging out of here like 3 minutes before the hour. So she is in the midst of various riffs and stuff. We'll put her on hold and just, you know, we're checking in with her periodically. We don't want any cheating. Harvey Wireman on the line here with us talking about the forced sterilization of people, and that in the hands of a moral society like the United States of America, there is nothing wrong with that.
That is correct.
All right, then that's cordless phone you're on is terrible. All right, so where do we stop, okay? Where do we stop with you? You're advocating sterilizing people that go on talk shows.
I don't think you do stop, Phil. I think you have to take a look at every segment of society, whether it is the fan base, whether it's these people who voted for George Bush, whoever. You got to sterilize them. They can't. We owe it to ourselves and to future generations not to let hockey fans breed, for instance. People like this.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Antonio.
Yeah, Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How are you determining who gets sterilized or who doesn't? You're doing.
I think common sense tells us.
So you're going to determine the common sense of the whole U.S. society?
No, sir. I'm not determining
well,
that.
Well, that's what you're doing.
I'm suggesting, and I think that you have a medical evaluations and you bring in doctors, but I think that we can all agree.
They've already tried that in the U.S. in the 1900s, and they outlawed those laws by the state.
Well, because I don't think they were doing it morally, but and they were sterilizing the wrong people.
They were thinking they were doing it morally, but they weren't.
This was happening in America, Harvey, even when
I know it. You guys don't. You're not telling me anything I don't know. What I'm saying
is... I think you're a looney tune.
No, excuse me, sir. What I'm saying is, if you apply it in a moral way, if you're sterilizing a man because he's not smart enough, I'm not talking about that, but someone...
They've already tried it. It
wait
doesn't
a second.
Work.
You're not hearing me. Are you trying to tell me that someone who's been on a Jerry Springer show should breed?
Yes, I do.
Holy Christ. You ever been on the Jenny Lake show?
No. I knew someone that was on the Jerry Springer show, and that doesn't mean she was a 17-year-old girl. That doesn't mean that she should have been sterilized.
Are you telling me she's out in the world now having kids?
Well, she might be.
See, to me, that's a travesty. You
well,
turn
it's not,
on...
because you cannot determine who gets sterilized. You're just basing that on
you're
your own opinions
me...
and your own
no,
moral opinions.
You take
based
a look...
on the rest of U.S. society. You're crazy.
You take a look at the fan base... For instance, of the, all right, let's take your own city there.
Let's take the Spurs.
No, the Spurs are a great team, but let's take the University of Texas.
Okay, let's take the University of Texas.
You're telling me that the people who go to those football games for the University of Texas should actually have children?
I think you're a loony.
No, man. I'm asking you a serious question.
What college did you go to?
I graduated with my law degree from Yale University, all right?
Okay, so you think everybody, what if I believe everybody in Yale law should be sterilized?
That's ridiculous, because there's
well,
no foundation in sense.
What you're saying is ridiculous.
No, it isn't. You're telling me that Yale law students should be sterilized, but University of Texas Longhorn fans should not?
What about UT Texas law? Should they be sterilized?
No. All I said was the fans of the Longhorns. We're the cream of the crop. You don't sterilize attorneys. But you do sterilize some knucklehead.
You're off base.
No, how do you figure?
You have no authority to be talking about sterilization.
Look, you, sir.
And how you get
sir,
on
I'm
the radio
an
program, I have no idea.
Sir, I'm an attorney. I'm an attorney,
well,
and I've worked
good.
In family law.
Let me ask a question. You work in family law, right, Harvey?
Phil, I have worked in family law off and on for the last 20 years. I'm not saying this gentleman comes from the great state of Texas, which is a tremendous state. But let's go east a few miles. Let's go to Alabama. Are you two gentlemen telling me that people born in Alabama should have kids?
I'm going to get off the phone.
Why?
I cannot believe.
You can't answer the question honestly. You can't answer the question
I'm
honestly.
I'm going to get off the phone and listen.
Yeah, because
to
you don't
the
have
rest
the guts.
Of the radio show.
You don't
while
have
the I'm guts. Driving these. I think you're an idiot.
You don't have the guts to address the question. You don't have the guts to address the question, and that's his problem.
All right. You asked the question. Should people who are hold on for a minute. Let me just put you on hold for a minute, Harvey, because I want to check my drummer. She's doing great. Harvey, you are saying that people who are born in Alabama shouldn't have kids?
Oh, well, come on, Phil. Are you telling me that a guy from Alabama is supposed to have kids? You've been there, right?
I don't think I'm getting what you're saying, all right?
What is to get? What I'm saying is sterilization in the right hands can be good. You look at these defectives or these feeble-minded people that follow professional hockey, for instance. The great tragedy of our society are the millions of people that actually follow hockey. That's where that Gump fella, that Alabama, by the way, you remember the guy Forrest Gump? He just died, by the way. They made a movie about him?
Yeah.
He's from Alabama. See, we wouldn't have even had to suffer through that goddamn movie if his mother had been... excuse me, sterilized. And so
I think you're nuts, just as the guy said.
Well, you may think I'm nuts, Phil. That's because you disagree with me.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to ask the gentleman a question.
Yes.
In this perfect world that you're thinking of, who or what governing body is going to decide who gets sterilized?
What I think is you have a medical council. It could be the National Institute on Health. It could be the Surgeon General, but you put together some guidelines, just like we do with any other health issue, and you put together guidelines, and you pass legislation based upon the recommendation of medical professionals.
Well, I don't think you're going to get one medical professional.
And attorneys as well, because this is a legal matter.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Let's leave it. The fate of our world in the hands of attorneys.
If you didn't have lawyers, lady, you probably wouldn't have gotten the money you got from your ex-husband.
Wow.
That was cold.
I thought I'd get a laugh.
I'm sorry. Do we leave it up to the police or to the president?
I just told you. Doctors are not going to do this.
I just got done telling you. Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a crime. I just got done telling you who I'd leave it up to, and you turn around and go, well, who are we going to leave it up to?
No, but
Jesus,
doctors
H. Christ.
Won't do it. Doctors won't do it.
I don't
it.
Think
you
you're going
to
find
somebody...
one doctor who's going to say, a fan of the Arizona Cardinals, get in there. You're getting a vasectomy.
Oh, you don't, huh?
Right.
No.
Well,
besides,
you're full of crap.
There are going to be doctors from Alabama, and there are going to be doctors that are Cardinals fans, you know?
Ma'am, I want you to say the phrase.
Who are you going to get that's going to be not from... some place that you don't like? Or,
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I live in Miami.
Where are you from?
Louisiana.
Holy Jesus. You just missed it by two states, didn't you? Now, look, what I'm saying...
Oh, come on, will you,
where
man?
Are you,
you can't
from?
Be...
Where am I from? From Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm from Indiana originally. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana originally.
Nothing ever came good out of there.
Nothing ever came good out of there. You ever heard of the Hoosiers? There you go.
Yeah, right?
Well, how about the Saints?
Yeah, really? Oh, somebody ought to sterilize you for that comment.
Excuse me?
All right, nothing.
Well, look, lady, all I'm saying is you've got kids, so the damage has been done, but we can help the rest of the world.
Right, and do you have kids?
Are you feeble-minded?
Am I feeble-minded? No, I'm not.
You're not mentally defective in any way?
No, I'm not.
All
I'm
right.
a teacher, in fact.
You're right. What do you teach, dear? What do you teach?
That doesn't really matter.
I would not teach my children. Do you have any feeble-minded students?
That sterilization is an option.
Do you have any feeble-minded students?
I don't think anybody is feeble-minded.
You don't have any idiots, morons,
or
imbeciles. Mentally defective. None of them are mentally...
Okay, we got it. The lady's a teacher. Thank you very much, ma'am. Beat it into the ground, okay? The whole thing about the money from the ex-husband.
I thought I'd get a laugh. Excuse me for trying to lighten things up.
You're talking about sterilizing people. What do you mean lighten things up? Whittier on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Whittier, yes, sir.
Yeah, let's just, you know, throw all the stuff about the doctors out. You know, what I'm my concern is that this is what you're saying, what you're proposing is genetically impossible. Okay?
Genetically impossible to sterilize somebody?
Exactly. I mean,
you can sterilize someone. You give Hey, Henry,
No, you don't understand. It is possible to sterilize somebody, but
right.
It is genetically impossible to keep a certain type of person out of, the earth.
What are you talking about?
Well, this, for example, Forrest Gump, okay? He had a psychological disease.
Psychological? That guy was a tard.
But he had a disease. He had no control over it. And
right.
These people...
He was full-on tard-like.
These people can come from normal people.
He was tard-like.
Yeah.
We understand.
These people can come from very intelligent people. They
so you're telling me that even if I sterilize every Jerry Springer guest,
there are going to be more Jerry Springer guests coming
Jesus.
From normal people. That's what I'm saying.
Are you a doctor? Because...
No, I'm not. But
well,
I
how do you know?
I know that life will find a way.
So
okay?
Everybody
life
on the...
Life always finds a way.
So anybody on the Jenny Lake show that gets sterilized is going to come back.
Through smart people, yeah. You cannot keep, like hockey fans, you think people are just going to stop, enjoying hockey? No.
By sterilizing all the hockey fans,
I am completely normal, and I love watching hockey, okay?
Wait a second. Don't start. You sound like a good kid. Don't give me a reason to sterilize you. Did you see that Ass Park? What was that called, Phil?
South
the
Park?
What?
Ass Park.
South Park?
No, the one with the dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
what do you mean,
Park.
Ass Park?
Yeah, that tells you all about genetics.
Exactly, and that's what I'm using. He said life will always find a way in that
That's
movie,
right,
and
life will
right.
find a way.
Life will find a way.
That's that whole life will find a way crap. That's no wonder I hate Sam Neill with a burning passion.
All right.
Sam Neill's an asshole. He created that whole genetics thing.
He's an actor playing the part of a duck. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Very much. Harvey.
I'll blow it out your ass.
You know something? For all of the things that you've done to me... Oh, look at that. He hung up on me. Great. Let's find out if this lady's still... She's still drumming. She's still drumming. That wonderful... That's Courtney. Courtney's on her way to $300. Been drumming since 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. About 6:10, yeah. 9:10 Eastern. There she goes. Mike, is there any way that we can tell this girl she can stop at, like, 57? I guess we'll have to wait till 7 o'clock, huh? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hi. Phil Henry Show here, and that is the sound of Courtney, our drummer. Our drummer of the week, I guess. She has been hammering away on that thing, banging away on that thing, humping away. Well, you pardon my... what's that?
40 minutes.
For 40 minutes. She has about 5 minutes to go, but she doesn't know that. She thinks she's got 8 minutes to go. 42 minutes she's been going. I said, you play that thing for close to the hour, until the end of the hour. So we're like 50 minutes. And you're going to get $300, to which my producer, Mike Schaefer, said, God, are you an easy slob? I said, I'll give you $100. Well, all right, $300. She hasn't stopped for 50 minutes. She wants to be a rock star, and she's going to the University of what? Some school, I don't know, someplace. She lives in California, and she's out of sight. We had Kathy there, too, but Kathy's a mother. And had to cook somebody dinner, otherwise she probably would have. You could have made yourself three bills, Kathy, and just stayed on the line with me. I didn't say she's a good drummer, okay? I said she's a drummer. She's taking music theory or drumming in school. I guess she's like in the band or something. Well, let's put it this way. We're giving her practice chops for today, okay? She's still learning how to play drums. Just go ahead, play. Is she just starting to learn, right? How come more women don't play the drums? Is it too physical or something? Occasionally you see a female drummer. There was a band when I was a kid called The Honeycomb from England. They had a hit record in America. They had a female drummer, and the song wasn't bad, but the big, all the publicity around the band was, oh, we have a girl drummer. Then there was the Karen Carpenter thing, and that was like a joke, you know. Oh, Karen Carpenter plays the drums. Everybody said that was a joke. Now, Lenny Kravitz's drummer is female, and she's great. Who else? You know, then you have bands like the the Go-Go's and the Runaways, they're all female band. Sheila E. is a hell of a percussionist. And she played the timbales and she played the congas. I never saw her sitting behind a drum kit, but I'm sure she could handle that too. God damn, she was great. She was Prince's percussionist for I don't know how long. Like one of the early drummers or just a percussionist? She was sitting behind a drum kit? Sheila E. Who else? Nobody liked Buddy Rich, but then Buddy Rich was kind of an asshole, so... well, at the outtakes that I have, it seems that Buddy Rich was an asshole. Is she screaming now? I think Courtney's bleeding. Okay, we're going to check back in with her in a second. At the end of the hour, we're gonna check back in with her and tell her that she's won. But Courtney, you've won. As far as I'm concerned, you're a winner.
I'm going to see where I'm going. I see where I'm going to.